Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
One of the keys to dealing with bad news is to have a secure heart. What does that mean? We explore that this week on the final episode of the series of Fear of Bad News. So last week we looked on four things to keep in mind when you hear bad news from Luke 21 verse 9, which is, when you hear it, don't become terrified. Always remember that these things must happen. The end will not come immediately, and God will keep your foot from falling or getting caught. Proverbs 3 verse 26. Also, Jesus said in Luke 21 verse 19, by your endurance, you will save your life. So you need to endure and go through certain things in order to ensure that you come out stronger and better. But one of the keys is a secure heart. What does that mean? What does an unsecure heart look like? That's what we explored this week. Our core scripture is always Psalms 112 verse 7. He's not afraid of bad news. His heart remains secure, full of confidence in the Lord. Exactly what does that middle part mean? That's what we're looking at today. Firstly, a secure heart is being confident that God is on your side. Psalms 118 verse 6 says, "The Lord is on my side. I am not afraid. What can mortals do to me?" So the psalmist is exploring a couple of ideas that we need to pay attention to. That the Lord is on my side, meaning you have protection, you have backative. According to what we Jamaicans would say, or we have backative of somebody that has our back. We have an army, an entourage, a crew that will defend us if needs be. But we pay attention to the second statement. He says that I am not afraid. So because he know that God is on his side, or God is on your side, fear does not come. But if you look on the fact that if you know that God is not on your side, meaning God is not going to defend you in this case, the final statement will become true. What can mortals do to me? So the impact of what others can do is highly dependent on knowing whether or not God is on your side, and also knowing and not becoming afraid because you are confident that God is actually on your side. Like, you believe that the entire heaven army will swoop down in one go to defend you if needs be. It's almost as if you have the entire army of the country, in our case, the JDF, Jamaica Defense Force, defending you on this one call, and the army is there to defend you. That's the concept in terms of what the psalmist is explaining, that the Lord is on my side. The one who has everything in his control is on your side. And that's why the second statement is that I'm not afraid, because the Lord, the person who owns everything, is control of the earth, according to Psalms 24 verse 1, is on my side, the King of glory. And then he makes a statement, what can mortals do to me if the Lord is on my side? That's the concept. Second thing to keep in mind, though, flip it now. What is an unsecured heart? So if being confident that the Lord is on your side is a secured heart, the unsecured one is that when your mind is easily changed by what you see and also by what you hear. And the second one is the lack of trust in God. So one is trusting in God, meaning that you believe that God is on your side. Second one is that you don't believe that God is on your side, and you don't trust God to come through for you. But here's what the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 26 verse 3. He says, "With the perfect peace you will protect those whose minds cannot be changed, because they trust you." So if you think about it, when the Lord is on your side, perfect peace is there. So what perfect peace in this case, it says that with perfect peace you will protect those whose minds cannot be changed. So your mind has to be focused, not be shifted away from your position of safety. And that position of safety and that protection that God offers is perfect peace. So with perfect peace, it guards, it protects your mind. But if your minds can be changed, that's how fear comes into play. But here are some things to keep in mind. The unsecured heart is an indication that your mind has lost focus on the goal. Also, you are inwardly focused on yourself, number two. Number three is that you are not ready for what's ahead. And number four, your heart is broken. So that's what is an indication of an unsecured heart. And according to Acts, the book of Acts 20 verse 24 and Acts 21 verse 13, it says, "Why are you crying like this and breaking my heart? I'm not ready, only to be tied up in Jerusalem, but also to die there for the sake of the Lord, the one named Jesus." So Paul, in this, the author in this case, I think based on the chapter, it was Paul, was explaining to the church that he's ready to die. Like, he's ready to go and finish his work and die honorably. But his mind was focused on the reason and the goal and the end product of he's willing to die for his faith. In Acts 20 verse 24, it says, "But I don't place any value on my own life. I want to finish my race I'm running. I want to carry out the mission I received from the Lord Jesus, the mission of testifying to the good news of God's kindness." But when you think about it, you have lost focus, your heart is broken. These are the things that show or demonstrate that your heart is unsecured. But let's flip it now. For your heart to become secured, you must trust God. According to Isaiah 26 verse 4, you must place confidence in him, and you must also make him your rock. Simple, don't? Sound simple. So we talked about what a secured heart is, knowing that God is on your side. And the flip side is that the unsecured hearts easily change by what you see and what you hear. But no, in order for you to reach back to that place of security, you must trust him. Trust that the Lord is, believe, not just trust, but believe that he's on your side. And according to the prophet, he says, "I trust the Lord always, because the Lord alone is an everlasting rock." So it's something that you can, that is secure, that you can hold on to and will not move no matter what the wind may blow or the storm that comes to allow you to lose your grip, something that you can hold on to. Well, how can you apply this? One, shift your focus from yourself. Focus on completing the task at hand. Prepare yourself for what's ahead. No matter what, don't let anyone or anything affect your state of mind. These are some simple steps that you can take in order to move back to that place of security. John 14 verse 1 says, "Don't be troubled. Believe in God and believe in me." This is Jesus talking. And Acts 27 verse 25 says, "Have courage, men, women. I trust God that everything will turn out as he told me." And in this case, they were in a storm. Ship was about to be wrecked. Everybody was afraid that they were going to die. But in the end, reassurance came that things are going to be well. When times are rocky, when things are looking grim and difficult, sometimes it's easy to believe that it's not going to work out as how it should. But if you believe and trust God and have confidence in him, trust me, the outcome is way different. That's where we want to leave it this week and wrap up our series on being afraid of bad news. So, my question to you is, where's your confidence? Do you believe that God is on your side? Or is your mind easily changed? Something to think about. Anyway, God bless and love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.